This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new survey finds Coloradans are largely on board with staying at home to prevent the spread of coronavirus. That's despite the broad economic impact. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
A new poll taken in mid-April found that more than 60% of Coloradans back a policy of staying at home to slow the spread of coronavirus. The poll was conducted by Healthier Colorado and the Colorado Health Foundation. Even though the majority of those polled backed the state's response, there was a split along political lines. Those who leaned Democratic favored staying at home over reopening the economy, while those who identified as Republican favored opening up the state. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Several Colorado towns are ordering people to wear face masks now that the statewide stay-at-home order has partially lifted. Aspen City Council approved a public health order Monday requiring face masks to be worn inside businesses and outdoors where 6 feet of distance can't be guaranteed. Glenwood Springs also extended its own order requiring people to wear masks outside the home. Everyone in Wheat Ridge must wear a mask when going into essential businesses like grocery stores. Boulder is also considering a similar public health order. The governor has issued a disaster declaration for western Colorado fruit growers affected by a freeze 2 weeks ago that wiped out the state's peach crop. The declaration gives farmers access to loans and other assistance. Peaches account for 75% of Colorado's fruit production. It's mostly sunny and warmer for western Colorado today. Highs in the 70s around Grand Junction, 70s for Metro Denver and in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.